we spoke about ads. So we have search engines where we have Google, we have AOL, we have Ask, we have Yahoo, we have Bing. All of these have their own SEO engines running there. They have their own ads that are coming into the picture. Then we go on to blogging, which is Tumblr, Google Hotspot, TypePad, Blogger, WordPress, etc. So a lot of blogging websites, again, once a blogger reaches a certain level, they're able to promote, or they would like to promote certain ads, SEO optimization, and all of that comes into the picture. Location-based services, so we have ShopPick, Foursquare, Busy, Govala, Just Dial. So a lot of this, where we initially, even the next point basically talks about directories. So now we have just turn on your location and you can get deals nearby or services that are available nearby. And once again, my phone stores data, which we will talk about when we come to the data and how the data is available to us. So I can even use that data to understand where is the customer roaming about and what are the patterns of the customer. Then coming on to directories, which is Magic Yellow, Google Places, Google, local.com, superpages.com, Yellow Pages, yahoo.local, yp.com, etc. So a lot of directory services are also available. Today I do not need a physical Yellow Pages. Something online is perfectly fine for me to use. Social commerce, Groupon, Irving Social, Yipit, Buy With Me, Deal On, Zomato, Zagat. All of them have their own promotions going on, and people getting onto those promotions are able to do this better. Now, again, let's get into how, as the beginning I said, with a lot of technology, a lot of data, how does it impact customer segmentation and targeting? It allows me to do better customer segmentation and allow me to target specific people for my products. Real-time analysis. Now, like I said, a very simple example of real-time analysis is the moment I type a product in Google, I'm going to see the ad everywhere across all social media platforms. Then we have improved customer service. What do I mean by improved customer service? We have improved customer experience. So when I talk about improved customer experience, what am I talking about is basically now enhancing what the customer wants to see. I have more information about the customer, so I'm able to enhance that entire experience for the customer a little more. Then we have predictive analytics. We will understand there is descriptive, there is predictive and all of that, prescriptive. So we are going to get into that also. That time I will get into predictive analysis. Marketing attribution is how marketing can make the entire thing more effective, or how can make the entire marketing more effective. Data-driven decision making, better decision adaptation, web analytics today, like we discussed, and we are going to discuss also, pulling the information from web sources or the browsing that I'm doing to be able to do my analytics or incorporate them into marketing. Integration of multiple data sources, integration of AI, ethical considerations, and privacy. Also, to concern to the last point, because we are now talking about data from various platforms, we will need to do this. Okay, so now let's look at the various types of data that we have. So we have first party data, second party data, third party, and zero party data. So what is first party data? Let's start with understanding that. Data that is collected directly from a company's customers, website visitors, or mobile app users is the most valuable data, because the information about the targeted audience behavior, their likes and dislikes, their feelings are directly by the organization. It is collected and owned exclusively by the company that gathers it. Like today, I have a website or I have a mobile app. I'm able to record that information, and that is the actual information of my customer or the actual information of the customer behavior. Everything that the customer likes, does not like, is directly given to the organization. Like for Amazon, every time, even if I call a customer care, they will tell, ask me, please leave your feedback after the call. So what is Amazon doing? Basically gathering data not only about what I am buying and not buying, also the number of interactions I'm having and what exactly are the outcomes of those interaction. So obviously Amazon, when they collect the data, it is purely with Amazon that takes the work of gathering and storing it. Second party data, the first party data shared by other or another organization, that is a data shared by another organization about this customer, is usually shared between two parties who have an existing relations and typically shared and exchanged for a service or other value. This data is useful if the targeted audience of both the organization, which is the data giver and the receiver, are the same or have similar demographics, or both the organizations are running a joint promotion campaign, or both the companies have a business partnership or relationship. So suppose Amazon has gathered data about me. Now Amazon launches maybe a sister concern, or like, I don't know how many of you that know that the apparel retail is actually a sister concern of Amazon. So what is going to happen is, now the data that Amazon is gathering is going to be shared by Amazon to Aperio so that it can make use of that data and give a better or build a better marketing strategy. Now this kind of data is basically called second party data, right? Because one party has gathered it and is sharing with another party. So the party who has gathered it is basically the data giver, the word that we see over here. And the person who's receiving the data is basically the data receiver. So Aperio in this case becomes the data receiver. Now what is going to happen? In this particular case, the demographics are going to be slightly different because we are talking about one technology and we are talking about a global universal set and a part of the subset. But yes, there's going to be data available that they can use for that matter. So what does it help? It helps it gain more advantage. And similarly, so similar demographic or running a promotional campaign, even we know for that matter that our companies sell data to each other. It might not be useful to them, but they are actually able to get the data and basically maybe try and acquire new customers or touch a new base of customers. Then we have something called as third party data. Third party data is collected by outside agencies and rented or sold to organizations that don't have a connection to the outside party for marketing advertising purposes. Third party data is collected in large volumes and provide information about users similar to the data receiving company. Since it is not collected from companies, customers, or a reliable second party source, it must be used with caution, often used to target and used to can be collected from various sources, including online surveys and public records. So a very good example of third-party data, though it says it is got from its online surveys, is when you do market research. In India, it is not that popular, but internationally, it's a very popular concept where for every small thing, I want to do a market research. I want to understand what is the possibility that this product is going to work in the market. Do I change include a particular packaging, or do I store it at a particular place? So this kind of, for this kind, we have to launch online service. And when we launch online service, there are a lot of companies that basically gather the data about the respondents. Or obviously these members are, or respondents are paid out a certain amount by the organization, but then they have this data available. So often you will have to contact these, what we call as sample providers, to be able to acquire the data. So there is a cost involved. Like here we see, we do not collect the data because it's collected by them. So we cannot trust the authenticity. So this kind of data has often has to be used with caution. Then we have something called as zero party data. Zero party data is that is proactively shared by the customers with companies in exchange for value and is usually obtained via opt-in surveys, quizzes, and social media. It can be used to personalize, enhance customer experience. Third-party data is collected in large volumes and can provide information about users similar to the data receiving company. So now, so sometimes you will get, oh, please fill up this form to win this goodie bag or give this feedback and you'll get this enhanced. You will obviously see this on Amazon. Please provide your feedback to get more cash back. So what am I doing is basically telling the customers that please share the information so that you can gather the data, and in exchange you're giving the customer a better output or you're giving something in return to the customer, maybe a discount or a voucher. So what can this be do? Again, large volume of data, and I can now personalize and enhance the experience of the customer. So now let us just look at what are the various types of examples that come under the various types of data. So for first party data, we have email addresses collected through a subscription form. We have phone numbers collected through a customer contact form, website engagement metrics. Then we have email addresses, purchase history from an e-commerce website, demographics from an in-store survey. We have customer feedback from a loyalty program, social media engagement data, referral data from an affiliate program, customer product usage data from an app, and location data collected through a mobile app. So those are all the examples that we have of first-party data. Then when we come to second-party data, it's website, user-generated content, social media post, aggregated reviews, location data, purchasing transaction, demographic data, third-party advertising data, loyalty program data, retailers inventory data, online search trends. So those are all examples of our second-party data. Then we have third-party, which is online retail data, weather data, social media data. Then we have location data, demographic data, audience segmentation data, financial data, mobile app user data, advertising data, marketplace data, social media posts, website analytics, research, search engine queries, user survey responses, customer support tickets, browser cookies, app usage statistics, video streaming records, payment transaction records, and GPS location data are all examples of zero-party data. So how do you use the data in tandem? Zero-party data, customer intentionally provides self-reported. Third-party data, company collects via customer, via various means. Second-party data, another business runs. First-party data, you use with permission. Third-party data, aggregated information strung together from public and non-public sources. Then you have direct relationship, not shared, indirect and shared. So direct relationship and not shared is more of zero-party or third-party data, and indirect but shared is second-party or third-party data. Then you have individual data, low volume, consented, high accuracy, again characteristics of zero party or first party data, and aggregated consent varies, high volume, low accuracy are examples of second party and third party data. Product preferences, purchase history. So from zero party data I would get product preferences. From first party data, I would get purchase history. From second party data, I would get fashion brand purchase data sold to a CC company. Purchases from a site across the web or from data aggregator companies are third party data. So what are the data sources? Primary data and secondary data. Again, survey, government data, A/B test, organic content, interaction, paid advertising interaction, focus groups, observations, market research reports, social media, internal company data, third party providers. Then we have, let's say, prime first we had primary and secondary data, and now we also have internal and external sources of data. So what are they? Internal sources are CRM systems, sales data, websites analytics, social media analytics, customer surveys and feedback. External sources are third party databases, market research reports, social media listening tools, publicly available data, competitive intelligence, and online ad platforms. So right now, what we've looked at, how data is acquired, what are the various types of data that you're looking at, what are the various possible data sources. Now we are going to understand where can I apply marketing analytics. Product intelligence, so designing better products or customizing products, tweaking the products too for better reviews, customer trends and preferences. Now I better understand customer trends, what are their preferences, where marketing analytics can grow. Product development, so other than even enhancing the current product, we can develop new product based on the requirement of the customer. Better customer support, messaging and media, competitions, better targeted composition, better messages and media that can be sent out to the customers, targeting marketing campaigns, which we spoke about, CLV analysis, customer lifetime value, also we have spoken about, campaign performance measurement, how is the campaign performing, not performing, is it giving the right, and what is the right marketing mix optimization that would work for my particular brand. Predict future results, customer level insights, timely insights, customer segmentation by interest or population, pricing and promotion optimization, and social media analysis. Challenges. So we are going to talk about all of these challenges gradually. Data quantity, data quality, which is very important because in AI also, we basically say garbage in is garbage out. So if you throw bad data into the system, the results are definitely not going to be good. Selecting attribution models, lack of data scientists, again, a very key problem is the relevant skills, data normalization and integration, how can I integrate all the sources of data, privacy, compliance, ethical consideration, interpretation, and actionability, dynamic and evolving landscape, forecasting accuracy, complexity, and cost. Thank you.